Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Florence. Florence remains a dangerous hurricane. It's closing in on the southeast coast. At this hour, the center of the hurricane is located less than 400 miles offshore, approaching the North Carolina and South Carolina coasts. It remains a very dangerous hurricane, Category 3 on the Saffir-Simpson scale at this time, with winds of about 120 miles per hour. Don't think there'll be much change in terms of intensity over the next day or two. Likely to approach the coast late Thursday into Friday with winds near that strength. Because of those winds, we're expecting a very high storm surge. As the center of the storm approaches the coast, strong winds will blow onshore, pushing water ashore, and that will mean a storm surge of as high as 9 to 13 feet. That's an inundation. Depth over normally dry water along portions of the North Carolina coast and up some of the rivers as well, with somewhat lower values, but still very dangerous, all the way down into South Carolina and up to near the Virginia border. So there is a storm surge warning along the coast now for life-threatening storm surge. Again, this will be one of the key hazards for this hurricane. We expect that everybody who needs to prepare is in the process of doing so or has completed doing so and is following the recommendations of local officials, including evacuations as necessary. We also expect that the hurricane will slow down in its forward speed as it approaches the coast. That's bad news, because not only does it prolong the wind and the storm surge along the coast, but it also allows the storm to dump more and more rainfall over land. And so we have a very large area of rainfall totals expected of 5 to 10 inches or more, including areas that could see 20 inches locally isolated spots to 40 inches. So we're expecting flooding along the coast from storm surge, the potentially destructive winds at the coast, and then significant inland flooding from rainfall. Again, this is a big risk coming in the next couple of days. The hazards will be increasing. The conditions will be deteriorating tomorrow. And by tomorrow night and early Friday, they'll be near their worst along the coast. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.